Hi folks, and welcome back to my podcast. I've noticed that my views and my downloads have gone up, so I really appreciate the added support. And that tells me there's a lot of people out there who agree with what I'm saying, and that's good. It proves that there, despite the way certain things in this country are going, there are still people who have their head on their shoulders straight. What I've come to you to talk to you about today is the election of Nancy Pelosi as the House of Representatives Majority Leader. As you know, Nancy Pelosi is a Democrat, and she's also the first woman to hold this post. I don't judge her based on any of that. What I am going to judge her on, for you to hear, is her voting record. Because I believe you can say as much as you want during the elections. You can make all the statements you want about how you're pro this, anti that, but when it comes down to it, you're a person of your record. And so we are going to take a brief look at Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's voting record. The first one that really, really struck my interest was House Resolution 611. This was the resolution that voted to impeach President William Jefferson Clinton, a.k.a. Bill Clinton, a.k.a. Slick Willie. Now, if you don't know why Bill Clinton was put up on these charges, then you probably lived under a rock. But in case you forgot, he had an extramarital affair with his intern, Miss Monica Lewinsky. Now, that's really enough said on that. Nancy Pelosi voted no. She voted not to impeach possibly the biggest disgrace of a president in the history of the office. So, that's her first. That is the first vote that I looked at. And this is understandable. That was largely a partisan vote. Republicans voted to impeach. Democrats voted not to impeach. As much as I like to fault her for it, and many people do, it's understandable why she didn't. That was very much a partisan vote. However, this next vote is not a partisan vote. This vote is a what-you-believe-in-your-heart-of-hearts vote. This is bill number S3. This bill was a bill that prohibits partial birth abortion. If you don't know what partial birth abortion is, it is a abortion done later into the birth process than most people think should be allowed, and then by a lot of people is considered to be medically okay. This would penalize people who perform the procedure illegally with fines and up to 2 years in prison. There was a provision if the life of the woman were in danger. So there's no excuse for saying, oh, I voted no because it didn't have a provision for the woman's life being in danger. It does. It clearly says if a woman's life in danger, it's acceptable. What this is this is the Democrats and the liberals in America trying to say that children, babies, fetuses, have no meaning until they're born. And we'll see more about that in one of the later votes I look at. But her vote was clearly women's fetuses, while still inside them, have no feelings, are not people, and are not worthy of any kind of a protection whatsoever. So I just want you to think about that. The next vote I looked at is House Joint Resolution number 10. This proposed an amendment to the Constitution that authorized the U.S. Congress to prohibit the physical desecration of the flag of the United States of America. Now, I am 100% for freedom of speech. Freedom of speech and the First Amendment is the reason why I am allowed to be doing what I am doing right now, which is expressing my thoughts, feelings, views, and opinions to people like you. However, there is one thing that I think should never be acceptable under any circumstances, and that is burning the American flag in protest and in vain. Burning the American flag to retire it is 100% acceptable, and it's a beautiful thing. If you've ever seen a military ceremony where an American flag is retired, it's tear-jerking, it's touching, and it's possibly one of the greatest things that we can witness involving the American flag. But when I see young, rebellious, I hate the world, I'm going to stick it to the man yuppies burning and stomping on the American flag in the streets and on college campuses, it makes me sick to my stomach. And it's absolutely disrespectful, and it shouldn't be tolerated. There are hundreds upon hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of American soldiers, both men and women, white and black, doesn't matter, who have put their lives on the line, and many of them lost their lives, to preserve our freedom, to preserve what that flag stands for, which is the United States of America. And many people say, oh, they've preserved the right for people to burn that flag. I don't agree, and neither did a lot of the Republicans. A lot of them said it's one step too far. It's the symbol of the United States of America. It should not be desecrated in any way, shape, or form. So just so you know, Nancy Pelosi, she voted no. She thinks that we should be able to burn the flag, stomp on it, jump up and down, and pee on it and spill hot coffee on it. So that's her opinion. The next one was House Resolution 2436. This was the Unborn Victims of Violence Act of 1999. What this amendment would have done was it would have made it a crime, a separate crime, if you attacked a woman and injured her. If you injured her unborn child, it would have been two separate offenses. For example, if you killed a woman who was with child and the fetus died, you'd be charged for not only the murder of the woman, but also the murder of the child. Nancy Pelosi voted no. Again, Nancy Pelosi believes that until the baby actually physically exits the mother, it is not a person. Even though they're not too long into the first trimester, the baby can suck its thumb. So that's what Nancy Pelosi believes. And the final one I want to look at is the Border Defense Personnel Amendment. It's House Resolution 1119. What this did was it gave the Secretary of State the authority to assign up to 10,000 military personnel to the Border Patrol at one time. She voted no. And this is a very typical liberal vote and a very typical Nancy Pelosi vote. What this is saying is that we don't believe we should touch the border. We believe that anybody who wants to come in should come in. And I'd really love to see what they say about that once our country is filled to the brim with illegal aliens. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're doing. We have no documentation for them. And we are paying out the wazoo for social services, and we can't afford it. And I hope it never gets to that, but I think there's a very good chance that it will. And there is something else I'd like to talk about on the topic of Nancy Pelosi, now that we've looked at her voting record, is the fact that Nancy Pelosi has San Francisco politics. Nancy Pelosi believes that we should legalize narcotics. She believes that gay marriage should be on the same plateau as heterosexual marriage. And she also seems to believe that the conservative way of the good democratic process we enjoy in America isn't quite good enough. Now, I'm not going to make any statements to her political affiliation, but some of the things that Nancy Pelosi has said and some of her votes make her out to be a little bit of a socialist. And it's, you know, in the plain definition of what a socialist is, it's right there. So, you know, these are things that I'm presenting to you. They're facts. They're not opinions. They're facts. Her voting record, it's facts. There's no opinion there. What she has voted on is a fact. What she claims she stands for, that's what she says. But her voting record is all facts. So, I wanted to bring that to you. I wanted to give you all some valuable information so you can make your own judgments, make your own evaluations about the new Speaker of the House. But that's what is. So thank you all very much for joining me tonight, and I hope you have an outstanding night. God bless. God bless our troops, and thank you very much for listening.